Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Great to see all of you gathered here this morning. Make sure my sound's on. Welcome to those that are tuning in online. We're thankfully chosen to worship with us either on Sunday or a lot of our people worship during the week.
Tune in and watch the worship service. Boy, when we think about today's topic, it's the first Sunday in Lent. Did you know the first Sunday in Lent is always... It's always the readings about Jesus' moment of temptation in the wilderness. Every single year, the first Sunday of Lent, that's the focus. When we think of those words, temptation and sin, I don't know if you noticed this, but there's a twist. In today's time and culture, temptation is exciting. And even sin, as I went into the chocolate store, some of the chocolates were called sin themselves. And so we've kind of twisted it to mean almost something that's good for us in a sense. And so it's good for us to once again hear as we begin the Lent season that temptation and sin are, they're not good for us. They really ruin not just our relationship with our Heavenly Father, which is of course not so good, but it really distorts our way of living. And so we're going to find out today, how did Jesus handle that moment of temptation in the wilderness? He was there for 40 days being tempted by Satan himself. And how can we face temptation? How can we handle it ourselves? And we pray today is going to be a blessing for you and that you will have a sure way to recognize that you have help, that each one of us has help, that God has promised to be our help in our most troubling and biggest temptations in life. You may have already been tempted this morning in this way. You may have been tempted to not come to church and get ready for the Oregon State Beaver game. I'm not going to name names. I know that you're out there. But you overcame the temptation. Great to have you here this morning. And the game will happen. We'll get through today's service. And big game today against USC. I know it's great. It's so exciting to have such a good team here at Oregon State. Just some brief announcements before we begin. The soup suppers were started this last week for the season of Lent. Just a great showing. Thank you for everyone who brought soup and bread and dessert this last week. It was a really good showing. This next week, we continue that same pattern. We'll meet for all the Wednesdays of Lent leading up to Holy Week. Come at 5 o'clock for soup supper, and then there will be a brief worship service at 6 o'clock. Let's see, Dan Dusek, is Dan here? Where's Dan? Oh, he's hiding somewhere. Dan might have something big on the horizon in his life. Maybe you've heard about it. Next Sunday, Dan's getting married on the big island of Hawaii. He's been really looking forward to this, and so has Chona. And there is a way that you can celebrate this moment for them. There's the cards out on the narthex table. If you'd like to give a money or a gift card, we're going to bless them on the Sunday of March 3rd in celebration of their wedding. That's next Friday, next Sunday, February 25th. So Dan's going to be away this week. Another little piece to this, a small piece of this, is that Alicia and I are going to be there too. Back in the fall, we were chosen for a getaway through the Lutheran Church. They said, Pastor Lucky, we want you to go to Hawaii and we'll cover everything. If you can cover the flights, we come. And so we took up that offer and we're going to Waikoloa on the Big Island. And when I shared that with Dan, he said, well, guess what? I'm getting married that same day. So it just so happened that everything fell in place, that where we're staying is about 10 miles away from where the wedding's going to be. So that's where I'm going to be next weekend. So if you have any pastoral concerns, any questions, reach out to the elders of Peace and let them know. We want to make sure that we're connected. But be here at church. Let's keep the momentum going. Pastor Terry's here. He's going to be leading us in worship, which is going to be awesome. And come for those Wednesday nights too in the weeks ahead. Just a note about that. Finally, one other note about our worship service today. We are introducing our church council for the 2024 season and also praying for them. If you are a member of the church council that got voted in at the annual meeting, be prepared for that moment where I'll call you forward. I believe it's right after the offerings in the service. So that's going to happen today as well. Any other announcements to share before we begin? All right. I think that does it.